Blog Talk Radio.
A Monday warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride.
Hey, a great day to you wherever and whenever you may be listening. My name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from the offices of eloquentonline.net in beautiful New Braunfels, Texas, with the Power of Performance, the only training experience that uses a live performance to help you improve yours, the live performance that you put on for your audience each and every day. By way of wrapping things up from last week, it was our first show last week, so we're excited about Volume 2, our second show. And to bring everybody up to speed, the reason we use music is because we believe that music is the ultimate multicultural, multi-generational language of our humanity, and applying musical principles to the work that you do each and every day can sometimes make it not seem like work at all. We want to leave that audience of clients and customers and members, we want them to walk away from your brand every day wanting more. And so we ask the question in this training experience, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? Speaking of bands, last night, like many of you, it's May, it's springtime. Lots of plays and spring musicals and school events. I went over to my son goes to a small private school here in New Braunfels and went over for the spring musical. The beginning band and the concert band put on their annual performance for the audience of parents and teachers and friends and grandparents. And when I walked into the band hall, to the band room last night, of course, everybody's practicing their own part. Everyone's practicing a different song, and it was like, wah, 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 wah. I mean, just chaos, you know, the word cacophony, just lots and lots of chaotic sounds that had no form or no meaning. And I thought, that's really what we do every day in our work environment. We bring our individual talent and our individual part to work every day. But when that curtain goes up, when the beginning band and the concert band were sitting there with their, you know, black pants and their white shirt, and the conductor was up in front of them and everything was quiet just before they started playing their first notes, then they were taking all of that individual talent and bringing it together to create something that we enjoyed listening to. And that's exactly what you do each and every day at your brand. You bring your individual talent to work. But if it's just people doing things and saying things, and it's not all part of the same great live performance, if we're not all starting at the same time and ending at the same time. You know, I remember I showed up for a haircut one time at 9 o'clock at Fantastic Sam's. I'm like, hey, your sign says you're open at 9 o'clock. So I walk in there because I don't like to wait in line. And well, the door was open, but they were not ready to perform. And they were actually a little irritated with me that I would come in right at 9 o'clock expecting a haircut. No, last night when Miss Leitz held that baton up, everybody was focused, everybody was ready to go. And I thought about how what we were seeing was hours and hours and hours of practice for songs that for the most part didn't last but a minute or two. Both concerts were probably less than 10 minutes total, with the beginning band and the concert band. And so we talked about this last week. Taking your individual talents, bringing your individual talents to work every day is great. But we also have to keep fine-tuning those skills and make sure that we're working together, that we're not out there improvising when we need to be part of a team, that we're saying the right things and doing the right things. I'll never forget when I worked at a bank in Midland, Texas. We had a meeting one morning, and they said, stop selling free checking accounts. We're losing money every time you sell a free checking account. And I was like, okay, we'll do our best. I went down to my cube. I was the assistant branch manager. I had a package waiting for me. It was a big cardboard box. Well, I reached inside, pulled out, what was it? It was a big vinyl banner that said, open your free checking account today. There wasn't any harmony between what we had heard that morning and the sign that I got. And I was thinking about that last night, that harmony sounds so good when everybody's on the same page. Whether you're in marketing, whether you're in accounting, whether you're facing the audience that you do business with each and every day, you're part of the great live performance that your brand is seeking to put on each and every day. When I walked into that band hall last night and I heard all those crazy sounds, it was hard to believe that once everybody got together, it was going to sound so very, very good. The kids take it so seriously. I enjoyed watching how meticulous they were in counting out the rests and tapping their feet, and everybody in time, the right time signature, the right key signature. You know, when you're at work, one bad note can ruin an entire song. If you've got somebody that's having a bad day, maybe they're not as friendly as everybody else. That doesn't work, because it takes away from the overall harmony of the performance. So next week, we're going to do something kind of fun. I'm going to call a business that proclaims to be very, very friendly when it comes to customer service. And we're going to see when they get put on the spot, put on their live performance, when they've got to interact with the customer, that will be me. Let's see how they do. Do they have a melody in their voice? Do they seem helpful? Are they going to keep in harmony with the marketing efforts of their brand? Because very few brands go out there and advertise and say, hey, when you call our people, they're probably not going to know what they're talking about, and they're probably going to be rude, and they're probably going to be indifferent. No, very few places say that. The company we're going to call is Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers. We're going to find out if they've got answers to my questions, and if they deliver them in such a way that they leave us wanting more, make us want to come to the store, make us want to go there and maybe upgrade my pathetic iPhone 1. Yes, I still have the iPhone 1. How bad is that? Hey, listen, folks, you bring your individual talent to work every day. That's why when you auditioned, you were hired. Let's keep bringing it to work every day. Be the person you were in the interview. Be the person you were in the audition. Bring your own individual melody and let it work in harmony with the rest of the people on your team, and your brand will be the band that leaves the audience wanting more. Always fun talking music with y'all. This is the Power Performance, the training experience, the only training experience that we're aware of that uses a live performance to help you improve yours. Until next time, my name is Jason Dias, and we'll talk to you soon.